shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this morning. Three people are dead after a mass shooting at Michigan State University overnight. What police revealed about the suspected gunman in the last few hours.
And districts are coming up with solutions to bus driver shortages impacting schools in the Triangle. How much of a pay raise is being recommended?
Plus, more rescues underway in Turkey and Syria 8 days after a massive earthquake. The shocking new video just released that shows the moment the earthquake hit. 4:30 right now on your Tuesday morning. Happy Valentine's Day, folks out there. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey in for Renee Chu this morning. A nice Valentine's Day weather-wise, if you're planning to get out, right?
So good. Yesterday was great. It's just, this week starts off awesome.
And it's going to get better. Yeah. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here. Elizabeth, today's going to be nice if you want to eat outside, maybe.
Yeah, temperatures as we get into the evening are going to be a little bit cooler. But, you know, most of the restaurants with outside seating have heaters, so you'll be fine if you sit beside the heater. That's the way I would feel about it. 41 is our temperature. Our skies are clear. This is a live look at downtown Durham right now. It's 38 in Fayetteville, 39 Southern Pines, 39 in Roxboro, but it's 46 in Rocky Mount and South Hill. It's 42 degrees in Goldsboro. Our temperatures are fairly close to what they were yesterday. It's a little bit cooler from the Triangle area south and west, 7 degrees cooler in Fayetteville, but it's 4 degrees warmer in South Hill than it was this time yesterday, so it's almost a wash. At 5 o'clock, if you're headed out to a Valentine's dinner sitting outside, it'll be 63 degrees, and then 59 at 6, and then 57 at 7 o'clock. Again, sitting by the heater is probably going to be the ticket for that. But it's such a lovely afternoon. Our temperatures will warm up quickly. We'll hit 60 by lunchtime and almost 70 degrees this afternoon. It's just that once we hit sunset, those temperatures will drop fairly quickly. We have temperatures in the 70s several days this week, but I'm also tracking some rain to wrap up the work week. I'll show you that coming up.
Breaking news this morning, a mass shooting at Michigan State University. At 1:30 this morning, police identified the suspect as a 43-year-old man. Police also say that man died after shooting himself, and he had no affiliation with the school. Here's what else we learned in just the past few hours. Three people are dead, five others are injured. The shootings took place at a residence hall on campus and in the student union. There'll be no campus-related activities for the next 2 days. Students described their terror as that situation unfolded.
We're there locked in the rooms, and the guys were telling us to run out the back doors as quick as we can and run for our lives. And I sprinted out there as fast as I can into the woods. And then from there, I thought the side of the campus would be safe. And then I got a text from my brother saying that they're over near that area.
Authorities released these surveillance images of the suspected shooter. They say they don't know what his reason would be to do this.
And here's a timeline of what happened. The first shots fired call came from the residence hall shortly after 8 p.m. Just after 11:30, police confirmed that three people were dead. At 12:15, police confirmed the suspect was dead. And we are expecting another update from officials at 8 o'clock this morning.
And here in the WRAL Live Center, we're tracking the response from Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. And she started tweeting within the last 2 or 3 hours on a series of tweets. The most recent one, I want to thank the countless first responders for their swift actions on the ground tonight and the healthcare workers who poured into local hospitals to save lives. Before that, she tweeted, parents across Michigan are in pins and needles calling their kids tonight, checking in on them and telling them they love them. It doesn't have to be this way. And she also tweeted, this is uniquely an American problem. Too many of us scan rooms for exits when we enter them. We plan to who the last text or call would go to. We cannot accept living like this. Response this morning from Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
It's just terrible. Thank you, Ken. Well, today we'll get a better idea on consumer spending for the month of July. This as Americans are expected to spend nearly $26 billion on Valentine's Day. That's up about $2 billion from last year, making this one of the highest spending years on record. Today's report will show if federal rate hikes have helped to cool inflation. That report will be released in just a few hours at 8:30.
We now know that just 2 days before the deadly shooting of a Hillside High School student near the school, a school resource officer found a gun in a backpack. The school's principal sent that information out to parents. WRAL spoke with Karen Haldeman. She is a parent of a high school student in Durham Public Schools. She's also an activist working to decrease gun violence. She says to stop violence, more attention needs to be paid to the mental health of students.
We have so little resources that we have devoted to mental health care and counselors in our schools that it is outrageous that we could spend all this money on all of these other things, and yet we sit here knowing our children are in crisis.
Hillside's drama department will put on a play Friday called State of Urgency. It's a call to action to stop gun violence. Today, officials with the Chapel Hill Carrboro Schools plan to address something that's impacting districts all across North Carolina, a shortage of school bus drivers. CHCCS administration is expected to recommend raising the minimum wage of new bus drivers to $20 an hour. Currently, bus drivers in the county make $16.62 an hour. In Wake County, the hourly wage is $17.20 an hour. And in Durham, bus drivers make $18.13 an hour. Both Durham and Wake counties saw wage increases in the last 2 years. The meeting will happen tonight at 7, and we'll update you if any decisions are made.
Five people have been arrested for the murder of 17-year-old Cameron Brody. At least four of them are Granville County students. Brody was shot to death in Oxford last September. His parents told WREL he was a typical 17-year-old who loved making music.
He was really good at it. He also liked playing basketball. He was good at playing basketball. He was just like an all-star, roundabout good guy.
Oxford police are not releasing the names of the suspects because of their ages.
New video this morning from Turkey shows the moment the 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit that area last week. Take a look at this. Just before dawn Monday, that was last Monday, the ground began to shake violently, causing several buildings to collapse. Security footage released by a police department shows the buildings shaking, some falling down entirely within seconds. This is the deadliest quake in Turkey since 1939, and officials say they'll investigate the collapses. So far, over 100 people have been detained.
Lawmakers in Washington will be getting classified briefings starting today on the flying objects shot down by the military. At least four unidentified airborne crafts have been shot down in recent days. That includes a Chinese balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina. A full Senate classified briefing on China is scheduled for tomorrow. The White House says it is not currently tracking any more unidentified objects.
Coming up on 438 right now, concern is growing in Ohio after a train derailment led to the discharge of hazardous chemicals.
I'm taking my things and I'm out of here. Everyone else around here can call their own shots.
What we've learned this morning about the types of chemicals being carried on that train and the effect it could have on the water and air quality.
And the announcement that Meta is coming to Durham is raising questions about the price tag of such a big development. Coming up, how to bring in big business and keep the area affordable.
Plus, a live look at Fayetteville Street right now in Raleigh this morning. It is going to be a beautiful day today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will let us know how long this nice weather will stick around.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:41, taking a live look at Apex down Salem Street. All is quiet. It's a beautiful morning. We have a gorgeous day for Valentine's Day today. We head out the door with temperatures in the mid-40s, so you don't need a heavy winter coat, but a jacket probably will feel nice as you're heading out. So you definitely don't need a raincoat or an umbrella today. Exercise forecast looking good. I imagine that I'll be seeing on the cameras a lot of folks out early getting out there and getting their exercise in before work. At lunchtime, 60 degrees. We'll climb to almost 70 degrees at around 3 o'clock. During the evening, temperatures will drop back down into the low 60s if you're going to be exercising between 5 and 6. But, you know, maybe you're taking your sweetheart out to dinner. I'll show you our outdoor eating temperatures coming up in just a few minutes.
The Colorado nightclub, where five people died in a mass shooting, plans to reopen this fall. Club Q in Colorado Springs announced its timeline for reopening on a social media post. The shooter opened fire inside the LGBTQ nightclub back in November. In addition to the five people killed, more than a dozen others were hurt. The club plans to partner with the city of Colorado Springs to create a permanent standing tribute to honor the shooting victims. It also has brought on two of the shooting survivors as staff members.
People living in East Palestine, Ohio, are concerned about their water and air quality after a train derailment spilled toxic chemicals. More than a week after the disaster, some people living in that area say they still smell those chemicals in the air. A new list released this week of the cars involved in the derailment and the products they were carrying shows several more toxic chemicals were released into the air and soil than they previously thought. And now the people there are demanding transparency about what toxins might be in local creeks and in the atmosphere and how they could potentially impact the area in the future.
And cancer-causing drinking water is now the focus of nearly 100 newly filed lawsuits in Raleigh. Thousands of Marines and their families were exposed to toxic water at Camp Lejeune Marine from the 1950s through the 80s. Last year, they finally received congressional approval to receive compensation for health issues. Jerry Ensminger filed one of the 95 news lawsuits. For years, WREL Investigates has followed his fight for justice. His daughter died at age 9. From leukemia, which is one of the diseases linked to Lejeune's water.
A Chatham County man is facing several charges for sex crimes involving children. Those charges include producing and duplicating child pornography. He will appear in court later this month. Investigators say 61-year-old Rusty Elkins of Goldston is accused of engaging in sexual acts with minors. He's charged with first-degree sexual exploitation of a minor, crimes against nature, and indecent liberties with a child, among other charges. Elkins is in jail on a $1 million secured bond.
UNC will test its emergency sirens today. It's part of a campus-wide safety awareness campaign. Anyone outside, on, or near campus, including downtown Chapel Hill, may hear the sirens during the test. No action is required. The test will happen between 11 and 1.
We're hearing from downtown Durham Incorporated on the news. Facebook's parent company, Meta, is coming to town and bringing 100 engineering jobs. CEO Nicole Thompson says this is a win for downtown Durham. However, there can be issues that come along with the growth. Thompson pointed to affordable housing and the discussions that need to continue.
This issue of affordability is going well beyond downtowns. But I think it's not just the Metas and the Googles that are wanting to be a part of the conversation and have come into the community, but the smaller businesses that are coming.
Thompson was very clear this must be a collaboration among different companies and the city. Meta's office space will be inside the American Tobacco campus. Meta will join the likes of Microsoft, Google, and soon Apple with offices here in the Triangle.
Well, it's hard to believe next month marks 3 years of the COVID-19 pandemic. And this month, Hillsborough's own Dr. Kizmikia Corbett was featured in a New York Times story for her role in creating the vaccine, credited with saving millions of lives. The UNC graduate, now at Harvard, talked about the pressure of the early days of the pandemic, including watching infections and deaths skyrocket with no response. Since, Dr. Corbett has become an inspiration for countless young scientists, particularly Black scientists.
A bill that would expand Medicaid access in North Carolina is moving closer to vote in the House. Now, the state's health care leaders say House Bill 76 would help 600,000 North Carolinians who are currently in the coverage gap. The federal government would pay the state $1.8 billion if it expands Medicaid. The bill will be heard by both the House Health and Finance Committee today.
New Zealand is under a state of emergency today as a cyclone batters the country's North Island. The cyclone pounded the island with wind and rain and knocked out power to tens of thousands of homes. Hundreds of homes were evacuated as floodwaters are rising in parts of that country. This is only the third time in New Zealand's history that a state of emergency has been declared.
And back here in the Triangle, Elizabeth Gardner and the WRL Severe Weather Center. Once we hit sunrise here, we're off to another good one. But we need to be looking down the road this week, right?
We do. We're going to wrap up the work week anyway, on Friday with some rain. And we're going to walk through the timeline for that coming up in just a little bit. We take a look at what you're seeing as you're heading out the door right now. It is 41 degrees. So it's on the cool side. Definitely a jacket would feel good out there this morning. But it'll be a quick warm up by lunchtime. Our temperatures are at 60 degrees. So we take a look. We have a nice dry pattern in our forecast. forecast right now. But we do have another system that's back to the west. It's going to feed some clouds in late tonight and maybe a sprinkle for tomorrow. And then we'll see a more powerful, more potent front that comes in by the end of the work week. Here's a look at future cast. Just a gorgeous day for it today. There's lunchtime, not a cloud in the sky. We move it on out to the evening. And at 5 o'clock, again, we're pretty much cloud free. But overnight, we see some clouds rolling through. Here's 2 a.m. And there could be just an isolated sprinkle. Most of us won't see it, but it's worth, you know, just showing it to you there on Futurecast. And then on Wednesday, here's lunchtime. We'll see a bit more cloud cover on Wednesday, but Wednesday will continue to be warm as our flow is coming out of the south. So again, a good looking forecast here. We watch how it warms up. You can see here for today, our temperatures are showing the yellows and the oranges, but not the dark reds just yet. So we're a little bit above normal for today. And then we get our, see our temperatures really climbing into the mid and upper 70s as we get closer to Thursday and Friday. Behind Friday's front, though, some cooler air moves in for Saturday. Saturday may be a little on the chilly side, but Sunday we'll start to see those temperatures bouncing right back up again. Our normal high is 55, so almost 70 today, 72 Wednesday, and 76 on Thursday. On Friday, we'll see rain, at least the first half of the day, in 67, and then cooler on Saturday with a high of 53. But it's, you know, still spring fever out there for sure. If you're looking to eat outside today, lunchtime temperature around 60. But if you're in a spot where you're in the sun, it should feel really good. And dinner time temperature at around 63. I know a lot of folks are probably headed out for dinner for Valentine's Day. Checking our 7-day forecast. Again, watching Friday in particular, that rain starts Thursday night and won't last all day Friday, which is good news for Hurricanes fans who are headed down to Fan Fest in downtown Raleigh on Friday. I'm going to walk you through Friday hour by hour. Right now for the stadium series, it looks fine. We'll see sunny skies and cool temperatures, 53 degrees. And then Sunday and Monday, we're right back to feeling like spring. Look at that, 70 on Monday. Wow.
Oh, man, we'll take it. Thank you, Elizabeth. All right, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler teaming up once again, this time for a joint comedy tour where they will perform and when you can get your tickets.
Plus, this morning we'll get a better idea of consumer spending and how it is affecting inflation. We break down how much Americans are expected to spend on this Valentine's Day. The state is getting more than $3 million to expand its virtual mental health care. Governor Roy Cooper will join the United Health Foundation today to announce the new grant for the statewide telepsychiatry program. It'll give $3.2 million over 3 years to help provide mental health services to kids in rural and underserved parts of the state. Today's announcement is happening at East Carolina State University.
Well, you can show some love on this Valentine's Day by donating some blood. Cumberland County Public Library, they're hosting a blood drive today in Fayetteville. It'll happen from 8 this morning until noon. Donors will receive a free T-shirt, an AMC movie ticket, and candy for their donation. All you need to bring is an ID and make sure to eat a good meal before. Walk-ins are welcome.
You never know what secrets you'll find tucked away on the back roads of North Carolina. As part of WRL's Hidden History series, we uncover the path of the Underground Railroad that runs through North Carolina. WRL's Ken Smith shows us the remnants of a colony in Alamance County, older than the United States itself.
Tucked away in southern Alamance County is Snow Camp, North Carolina, a small, quiet, unassuming community. But that's precisely what made it the perfect place for freedom seekers to hide along their pathway to freedom.
Well, Snow Camp was first settled in the late 1740s, mainly by friends that immigrated south from Pennsylvania.
Friends, also known as Quakers, played a major role in this stretch of the Underground Railroad, providing safe houses or stations, as well as food and supplies along the road.
Runaway enslaved persons would travel by night, usually, just so they could elude detection. And stations were placed roughly, you know, 20 miles apart, because that's how much you could travel overnight.
Secret codes, as well as spiritual and work songs, provided a virtual map for freedom seekers.
And this area here was known as the Quaker Belt of North Carolina.
That sometimes dangerous, unwritten pathway guided freedom seekers over the deep river and into places like Snow Camp or New Garden, safe places where they could find a friend.
So this area of Snow Camp may have been a station, and then the next station would have been up around New Garden. Center may have been a station on the Underground Railroad, the Mendenhall Plantation.
Osborne has documentation that his great-great-great-grandfather, Needham Perkins, ran a safe house on his farm.
He was returning home one evening from an extended trip, and two of his neighbors fell upon him in the dark. They were waiting for him on his way home, knowing he was going to be there.
Their goal was the Ohio River, a border between states that allowed slavery and the states where enslaved people could find freedom. Ken Smith, WRAL News.
So interesting, that history. The Underground Railroad worked in secret. None of those stations knew about the others, ensuring the system wouldn't collapse if someone got caught. You can visit Snow Camp Outdoor Theater and see the remnants of those settlements for yourself. To learn more about it, you can visit WRAL.com to see the story and just search Black History Month. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are reuniting for a four-city comedy tour this spring. The longtime friends will do shows in Washington, D.C., Chicago, Boston, and Atlantic City for their Restless Leg Tour. It's a celebration of 30 years of friendship and their first joint comedy tour. They joked if the tour goes right, they can finally end their friendship. Ticket pre-sales start Wednesday. General public sales begin Friday.
They're so funny. Well, this morning, we'll get a better idea of consumer spending and how it's affecting inflation. We'll break down how much Americans are expected to spend on this Valentine's Day.
Plus, startling data reveals how many high schoolers are dealing with depression and thoughts of suicide. We break down the statistics released by the CDC and hear from a psychologist on recommended treatment methods.
And this is a live look at Lansing, Michigan. This morning, three people were killed and five critically injured during a mass shooting at Michigan State University overnight. Coming up in just a few minutes, an update from campus police.